This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a great weekend. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to lighten up, okay? American actress Ethel Barrymore once said, "You grow up the day you have laughed at yourself for the first time." And we couldn't agree more, right, honey? We laugh at ourselves all the time. Today, we'll discuss why having a sense of humor helps us see ourselves and our life in a realistic way.
That's right. And this comes from Proverbs 15:13. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons that we call our podcast Living It Up is for that very reason.
That's right.
We feel like we live it up every day because we're in this awesome relationship with God that is an adventure and always surprising us. And we can laugh at some of the things even that comes along our way because we know God's got a great sense of humor. Thank God. I mean, He made us. Check it out.
Well, God does have a great sense of humor, that's for sure.
Well, we like to just... I just wanted to share a story that happened. My mom and I were going over to my sister's house, and where my sister lives, to me, there's a house just right down the street from her that looks real similar to the one right before it. So my mom and I were going over there one day, and we just were visiting, and we pulled up to the house and got out of the car and went up and went in the house. And we were standing there in the foyer, and I go, "Mom, that doesn't look like Mary's dog." I just go ahead and say my sister's name is Mary. And my mom goes, "Well, this isn't Mary's house." So we kind of looked at each other and went, we are in the wrong house. So we hightailed it out of there and laughed the whole time. Now, why did that happen? Just because we were just enjoying our life and visiting on the way over there. It's a good thing we weren't shot. You know, we could have been shot. But anyway, we just have to laugh at that. And we did. We laughed at that and we told people. And, you know, I love to be able to laugh at myself. And I don't have, there's not enough time for me to tell all the stories that I have has caused me to laugh at myself. And we're not making light of where you are if you're listening and your life is in turmoil. We've got things going on in our life right now that are hurtful and that we're struggling with, but we've gotten through a lot of things in our life with humor. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the sixth sense. There's five senses, but I've always said there's the sixth one, and it's sense of humor.
Yeah.
There's sight, smell, taste. I don't know what they all are, but to me, the sixth one they needed to add is humor. Yeah. And just to find things to still, you know, find joy in, even when things are tough.
That's right.
You share a story that you have where you've been able to just laugh at yourself because you have a great laugh, as people know you're in our intro.
Yeah, well, my whole family really got a kick out of this one. And my dog, Casey, who's almost 16, she's blind and went blind years ago. And when she did, there's a radio station here in Dallas, Texas, that has a thing called the Christmas Wish. And if you have a wish, you know, you can email them and they'll see what they can do. Well, I emailed them and asked them, you know, that my dog Casey needs an operation to have her eyes, you know, repaired. And because myself and my sons really want her to see again. Well, I sent it off to them. Of course, I never heard anything back.
Honey?
I'm sure they're thinking, "Oh my gosh, what is this guy doing?" But miraculously enough, not too long after that, about 3 months after I wrote that, she actually saw again for a while. And then, of course, then she eventually lost her eyesight completely. But that was something I look back at and I really laugh at. I mean, it was from a good heart.
It was. You know, brother's got a kick out of it when we told it the other night.
My brothers, they were beside themselves. But, you know, finding humor in the middle of a tragedy can seem impossible.
But you know, it's so glorious when you can find that, because it helps us. It helps us see our life and ourselves more realistically.
Yeah.
Everything, it doesn't have to be so tragic.
Yeah. You know, I think back at my mom and my dad. You know, and we think the other night with my brothers, we're talking about both of them, and we laughed harder than we've laughed in a long time.
We were laughing, yeah, because of, yeah, your John Wayne birthday party that we just had.
Oh, that's right. That was,
you
funny.
Know, there's a restaurant here called, we'll just skip, El Gabacho. You're ever in this, yeah, area. And it's all about John Wayne on, yeah, the inside. It's a Mexican restaurant. Great food. But Scott loves John Wayne. So his birthday, we had a party there. All we did was ask people to just wear something that John would wear. The theme was WWJW. What would John wear? We just meant wear a belt or some boots. Most of us should have boots if we live in Texas. A badge, a bandana, anything. Just wear it. And so pretty much everybody, with the exception of a couple of people, uh-huh, wore something John Wayne would. Well, some friends of ours, Bev and Bob, who are very, what's the word for it? They just celebrate big. They came head to toe, Bob did, dressed like John Wayne. They're like our parents. And
they looked like Howdy Doody.
They did. And they brought you gifts that really,
really
topped
cute.
It off.
They're
but the lunch pail and hat, a bandana, yeah, the whole thing. Well, Scott put all that on because he's a great sport and has a great sense of humor. And your brothers thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, they took pictures.
I didn't realize,
yeah,
the hat was kind of small for your head.
It looked like a thimble on top of my head.
I did.
But anyway, it was very, very funny, you know. But, you know, and like Teresa was saying earlier, I mean, we all have things going on in our lives, mm-hmm, you know, that are just
like horrific.
Horrific, man. You're just going, man, I also don't know how I can find humor in anything. Man, you know what? If you focus on God, He'll bring out something in your life that will bring you a smile to your face.
Yeah. Outside of the situation.
Yeah.
Look for it.
You know, Jesus alone, His name, brings a smile to my face.
Mm-hmm. And tears to your eyes.
And tears to my eyes, because that's what you need, you know, in your life too. And that will, believe it or not, when you give it to Him, bring out humor, and you'll remember things, and you'll think of things that maybe will lighten the situation up. But we want to be very sympathetic, mm-hmm, to people who are going through hard times.
In this time of year, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But look around.
Find the humor,
yeah,
man.
Watch a child. Watch animals. If you have dogs or cats, just let that be a place where you can just separate yourself for a little bit and refuel and just nurture yourself through these difficult times.
Yeah, pets are a good way to do it. I mean, there's, you know, for many years I was single and I had Casey and my dog and
Honey.
I mean, but in all honesty, she would make me laugh.
Yeah,
She would do things, man. I mean, I'd go, man, I'd just start laughing. Mm. I could have had the worst day at work.
Yep.
And within seconds, that little loving dog does something goofy, and it just makes me laugh.
Well, as y'all know, if you've been following us for a while, we love animals and we love our dogs, and they bring us a lot of joy. We want that for you, whatever. It may not be animals and it may not be dogs, but find things every day that you can just, you know, look at or touch or hold or watch to nurture that in you so that we can endure and keep going.
You know? That's right. And through humor, you know, you just, you know, when you can laugh at yourself, you can see life in a realistic way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, man? I guess I'm not all that in a bag of chips. You know what I mean? And you start laughing at yourself going, man, I can't believe I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happens to me daily. You know what I mean? And so I thank God for that. You know, I thank God for the humility that I can not be so wound up that I can't find humor and realize, you know what? That was pretty funny.
That's right.
So listen, we would love for you to find that humor. We'd love you.
Go ahead. What is it?
Well, we'd love for you to find a way to have humor.
Hmm. It's a gift.
It's a gift. You know what? And the only way you can receive that gift is by calling on His name. The name of Jesus. Man, we want you to laugh. You know, we want you to go through this life with an assuring, knowing that Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, loves you. Right. And he wants you to smile and laugh.
Enjoy your life.
And enjoy your life. And enjoy your life with him in eternity even more. So if you've never given your life to Christ, maybe you have and you've walked away, it's not too late. And maybe you've been in church sitting in the same pew for 40 years. But you're just now realizing, man, I'm not really having a good time doing this.
Right.
Well, today's the day, man. There should be nothing that puts a smile on your face, that gives you more inner laughter and joy than knowing Christ. Walk with your back, you know, bowed up, and just say, you know what? I am a child of the living God, and enjoy your life. So we'd love for you to give your life to him today. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven, because I ask you right now, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want the laughter. I want the joy that you can give me every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Yeah. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. And we'd love for you to go to to pray about going to a church this weekend. And when you do go to the church, ask if they have a mentoring or a discipleship program.
That's right.
Someone can walk with you during this walk.
Yes. So anyway, lighten up and realize that you, like Ethel Barrymore once said, you grow up the day that you can first laugh at yourself. That's what we think, and we agree with her. So today we hope that you're discovering you do have a sense of humor, and it will help you see yourself in your life in a realistic way. Okay? So keep living it up while you're lightening up.
While beginning again.